East Coast Radio Newswatch. News, traffic, weather.
International Relations Minister Ronald Lamola says the world cannot afford to slide back to a post-World War I style order with no rules. Lamola was speaking ahead of a UN Security Council meeting on the United States' invasion of Venezuela and the capture of President Nicolas Maduro and his wife. They are being held at the Metropolitan Detention Center in New York and are expected in court today. Washington's actions have raised questions about international law, with South Africa labeling the military raid a violation of the United Nations Charter. Lamola says South Africa is anticipating a progressive meeting today.
The fact that this issue will be ventilated at the UN Security Council, the whole world will know what happened, how did it happen, and this will enable the people of the world to act in unison and in solidarity, because they will now know the facts, they will know exactly how the world must move on. So it is important, even if the issue is vetoed, but the facts that will be public, will be transparent, is a very important persuasive force that the world will continue to be able to engage on.
Back home, search and rescue teams are continuing operations along the KZN coastline following several drowning incidents. Police Search and Rescue, Metro Police, lifeguards and the National Sea Rescue Institute are involved in ongoing efforts to locate several missing persons. NSRI spokesperson Craig Lebanon says officials are currently at the Pennington Beach, Hibernian, Umkomas, Durban, Ballito, King Kishwayo, and St. Lucia.
Where missing persons are located and recovered, police will coordinate with families for formal identification. NSRI, police, emergency services, and lifeguards are appealing to the public to be cautious during this full moon spring tide phase, where rip currents and sea currents can be stronger than normal. Only swim at beaches protected by lifeguards.
Police are yet to confirm an official figure on those missing in KZN. Moving to Limpopo, the Border Management Authority has arrested two facilitators for allegedly aiding illegal border crossings between Zimbabwe and South Africa. Assistant Commissioner Nkuliseni Luvengo says 99 people were arrested at the Beitbridge border post in Muzina over the past 24 hours. He credited drone technology for detecting undocumented travelers and smugglers, he says, were carrying hazardous goods, including diesel. Luvengo says the duo are expected to appear in court soon.
Facilitators assist these illegal travelers to pass to South Africa. Don't necessarily release them, you take them to police station so we can open a case for aiding and abetting. There are those who are coming from Zin, obviously from the river. We're going to take them to the port, release them, and then we declare them obviously undesirable.
Your top story this hour. International Relations Minister Ronald Lamola says the world cannot afford to slide back to a post-World War I style order with no rules. Find more news at ecr.co.za under the News and Traffic tab. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhyal.